Zondervan presents Stealing Bradford, Book 2 in the Carter House Girls series by Melody Carson, read by Tavia Gilbert. Chapter 1. I'm sorry, but my car's just not big enough for all the girls, announced Eliza as they were finishing breakfast. She pushed a glossy strand of blonde hair away from her face and then took a slow sip of coffee. As usual, Eliza was stylishly dressed, her hair and makeup absolutely perfect, and she looked ready to make her big debut at Crescent Cove High today. "And I've already reserved my ride with Eliza," said Taylor, a bit too smugly. She, too, was perfection, at least on the surface, but DJ was well aware that looks can be deceiving. Eliza smiled at DJ now. "And I told Creedy she could ride with me, too, which only leaves room for one more." Eliza and DJ hadn't really spoken since last night, when they'd made their splashy entrance into Harry's beach house party together. A few hours and a lifetime later, DJ had left the party and driven all the girls, except Taylor and Eliza, who weren't ready to go, back to the Carter house in her grandmother's car. They barely made it home before curfew, and DJ felt certain that the party-hardy girls, Taylor and Eliza, got back quite a bit later than that. Although, as far as DJ knew, Mrs. Carter hadn't said a word. Naturally, this double standard aggravated DJ. Not that it was unexpected, since her grandmother clearly favored those two, but it did seem a bad omen for the year ahead. Still, DJ was determined not to complain, because today was not only the first day of school, it was also the first day following DJ's amazing, life-changing episode on the beach last night. And she didn't want to blow it by getting mad.